Even under the old covenant, for the idolater, for the murderer, there was mercy. He fled to the mercy seat. He was convicted of his sin, realized that he had offended a holy God, the law. In the law there was mercy. He fled, he hung on the mercy seat, he fled with forgiveness and grace. We're told that forgiveness and grace could be found. There were cities of refuge that even murderers could flee to. And whatever the topic of the debate tonight, whether we're born in sin, or whether we rebel of our own accord, the universality of those verses is still the same. We all, like sheep, have gone astray, each to his own way. All have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. And we all are condemned and under God's judgment apart from grace. And like the old covenant, there was a place to flee. That is the mercy seat. There is a refuge to which we can run, which is in Jesus Christ. We all know that we're sinners. How we got there has been the issue of the debate tonight. And wherever we've fallen on that issue, we probably still fall at the end of this debate. But the antidote and the result of what we ought to do in light of that sinfulness and our depravity and our rebellion against God is the same. And that is to call upon the name of the Lord Jesus. That doesn't mean this debate doesn't mean anything. It does mean a lot. I still contend that Romans chapter 5, the parallel of the imputation of Adam, and our responsibility in that we sin in him, is a parallel to the imputation of Christ's righteousness. And to undo the one necessarily undoes the others. I hope that in the hearts of those who disagree, that practically that's not so. That you still believe in the imputation of Christ's righteousness, even if you deny the other. That your only hope is not that you have a way paved before you of Jesus and his example, and you follow along, and if you're good enough, then you can get to heaven on your own. If you're a part of the right church, you're part of the right group, then you'll go to heaven when you die. But rather, you're clinging to Jesus Christ alone and trusting in his righteousness. I think, and I hope, we would agree on that at the end of this debate. I doubt we've changed any minds, but I pray the very thing that I've been defending over the past 2 days, and that is that God would change hearts. And I say to you, get yourself a new heart. And I pray that in the very midst, God would do that which you are incapable of doing yourself, and that is opening your eyes, opening your ears, showing you the beauty of Jesus Christ and of the gospel. I believe the glory of God's grace is at issue in both nights and both times that we've talked together. It is not by works of righteousness which we have done, but it's according to his mercy that he saves us. If you are not in Christ, I would urge you to turn from your sins. Don't worry about whether you can or not do it. Repent. Turn from your sins. Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and you will be saved.